Hello, special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shook Me Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Tuesday afternoon here in the greater Boston area. As I know many of you are enjoying this first official day of summer out in the streets right now. And many of you are at work. Either or, it is a fantastic day to be alive. It is a fantastic day to get out and enjoy the day. But there is a big void right now, and I cannot help but to actually address it. There's a big void. And I don't know about you, but I feel that void already. It started last week. But I will tell you exactly what that void is in just a few moments. But first, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. It's the number to call in to the show as I'm here with you for an hour today from 2 to 3. Started a couple minutes late, but that's okay. So that void that I am beginning to feel is we are now heading into that time of year where there is nothing else going on in professional sports except baseball. Right now, we got the Stanley Cup Finals. That we know. We got that for maybe another few days. And after that, in terms of the four major sports, the only one left standing, baseball. And in Boston sports, that void is even bigger now because all anything left there is that's going on in season is Red Sox baseball. That's it. The Celtics, they just completed the NBA Finals last week, albeit in a loss in Game 6 at home. I was there. It was not fun. More on that a little later on in the show. And right now, we're at a point in which that baseball is the main show in town. The dust is beginning to settle in terms of the Celtics season now officially coming to an end. The Patriots are still in the offseason. Training camp is still a little more than a month away. The Bruins offseason doesn't officially begin until the conclusion of the Stanley Cup Finals. But now, at least we know there's a game every night. It's regular season. I know it's baseball. And for a lot of the new millennials that are out there, well, baseball is dead. It's boring. No, it's not. It's not dead and it's not boring. You just don't have the patience and the attention span to actually sit through a nine-inning game. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. But that's okay. That's completely okay. You don't have the patience. Neither do I. To hear your whining and complaining about how baseball is dead. I don't want to hear it. But if you're a hardcore baseball fan, this is your heaven right now. Baseball's happening every day. There are storylines around baseball, not just only in terms of the Red Sox, but across Major League Baseball. And what a season that it's been so far. Because I know the last several weeks, heck, the last couple of months, I've been solely focused on the Celtics, mixing some Bruins, although they didn't get out of the first round. But it's been predominantly Celtics and their run to the NBA Finals. Haven't really given a whole lot of love to the Boston Red Sox or even baseball for the fact of the matter. But that changes now. Because baseball is now center stage. It is center stage in this part of the country. And in New York, it's center stage right now. Philadelphia is center stage there as well. It is center stage in all of the major and media market cities with the exception of Denver and Tampa Bay. Why? That is because the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing in the Stanley Cup Finals right now. But everywhere else, baseball is center stage. The Warriors have just had their championship parade yesterday. And all there is going to be left to talk about is, unless if you're in the Bay Area, oh, how glorious of a championship run it was for the Warriors. Meanwhile, here in Boston, we're still talking about the season that was. Was it a successful season? And by far it was. It's not even close. And what do the Celtics need to do in order to get back to the NBA Finals? Because we know these things aren't guaranteed year to year. Heck, the Celtics as an organization had to wait 12 years to get back to the NBA Finals after appearing in one in 2010, just shortly 2 years after winning it all and appearing in the 2008 NBA Finals. So we all know that getting back to the NBA Finals, there's no guarantees involved. But as far as I'm concerned, baseball now takes shape. And that's where we're going to start the show. Because the Red Sox, at this moment in time, they are an interesting team. They are an intriguing team. There are things to like about this team. There are things that you could gripe about. And I will allow you to gripe about the Red Sox in 2022. But as far as I am concerned, now the Red Sox are going to be either praised or scrutinized, depending on where things continue to progress forth. The Red Sox are 37-31. But that tells maybe half of the story. The Red Sox are 37-31 in spite of getting off to such a horrendous start. They are 37-31 despite not having Chris Sale for the vast majority of the season. The Red Sox are 37-31 despite the pitching at times not being there and not knowing what you're going to get from your bullpen did not help matters at all. The Red Sox are 37-31, but they're 13.5 games out of first place behind the New York Yankees, in which they are the story in Major League Baseball right now. Turn your ears away if you don't want to hear this, Red Sox fans. But it's the truth. So, the Red Sox have homework to do. They have questions that they need to answer. And I'm giving you the overall view of this 2022 rendition of the Boston Red Sox because the Red Sox realize, and I'm sure they're realizing this now, with each passing day, they're not catching the Yankees in the division. Your concern and priority should become either one of these two things. Either you're focused on securing a wild card spot, which is now, there's three of them, beginning this season, this October, and or trying to close the gap between yourselves, the Toronto Blue Jays, maybe even the Yankees, maybe. That's where your priority should be. Nowhere else and nothing else. But the Red Sox find themselves in a very interesting position. And I say that because they find themselves in a position where they know they got to get better. They know that there are areas where they can improve upon. They also know that this season in particular is going to be either made or break based on the decisions that Chaim Bloom makes at the trade deadline. Because the truth is, everything depends now on what the Boston Red Sox and a front office that is made by a bunch of nerds are going to do at the trade deadline. Because yes, it's no longer early, ladies and gentlemen. It is no longer a point of, well, it's early, they have time. We're now 67 games into the season. We're inching closer and closer. We're about 2 weeks away from the halfway mark of the regular season in 2022. It's no longer early, folks. The Yankees are that good and they are that dominant. And that in itself is truly incredible when you begin to think about just how far back the Red Sox are, yet how little ground they have gained despite playing good baseball. That's the thing that I look at. That's the thing that I think about when you begin to really put the pieces together in terms of where the Red Sox are, where do they need to go, and what's next for this organization. Because here on June 21st, as we are now officially in the summer season, the Red Sox, they have work to do. The Red Sox, they're not completely out of it. Out of the wild card, that is. They're there. They're right in the mix. But the Red Sox have some important decisions as we head towards the trade deadline. And they started making those important decisions by calling up Jeter Downs. They called up Jeter Downs in hopes that one of their regulars, most notably Xander Bogaerts, can get a couple of days off so that he can get a breather, because it's a long season and we haven't even hit the dog days of summer just yet. But that's where we are at, and that is exactly why I do think the Boston Red Sox, they have some really interesting decisions to make coming up in the next few weeks. But it started yesterday. They got a big win yesterday against the Detroit Tigers 5-2. Key win, that is, as they continue to work towards playing better baseball, especially at home, where they are only two games above 500 at home. They're 18-16 after last night's win. They got another game tonight against the Detroit Tigers. That's a 7-10 start. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the real story in Major League Baseball this season and why it is worth having this discussion, regardless of your personal bias and your unwillingness to listen. I'm going to tell you exactly what that is coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio.
I could plow a field with one hand and chop a log just as well as a man. When it came to increasing disease resistance, that woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing help raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infections and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4WOMAN.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
didn't benefit you. Guilty in plain sight. You're guilty in plain sight. But the law always wins. You're guilty in plain sight. For your original sin. Thought you were smarter, had it all figured out. Guilty in plain sight. You could rile them up, sow the seeds of doubt. Guilty in plain sight. Guilty in plain sight. But the law always wins. Guilty in plain sight. For your original sin. Turn on you. The way you lie, they'll turn on you.
Welcome back to the Shook Me Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. We started the first segment talking about the Red Sox, giving an overview of the 2022 Red Sox so far and as well as where the priority should lie for the team, and as well as giving my thoughts on what is about to be a bit of a lull period of the year, in which that I find it to be rather somewhat a little dull. But if you are a baseball fan, it's not dull. It's the perfect time of year where baseball has the stage to itself and baseball is the topic of conversation. And that is the reason why I actually want to take the time to talk about a story that I think we actually locally need to talk about a bit more. And I'm not about to, you know, put on the pom-poms and and rave about like my favorite team here, but I'm about to talk about the Yankees for a moment. I am. And the reason is very simple. Normally, for those of you who have been listening to this show, know that I'm a diehard Yankee fan. But when I do radio, especially in this market, the Yankees are not the priority. The Yankees, they go on the back burner. But what they're doing in 2022, so far to start the season, and at this point, like I said in the first segment, it's no longer early. What the Yankees are doing is something that we have not seen this team do or any team do going back to the 1930s and 40s. Like, I want to give you all like an understanding on just how wild the Yankees' dominant run has been so far in 2022. Through 64 games, the Yankees tied the 1939 New York Yankee squad at 50-14. And through 66 games, the Yankees have tied their record with the 1928 New York Yankees. And that in itself is absolutely astounding. When you begin to really conceptualize what that New York Yankee team is doing. And if you got thoughts on what I'm about to talk about, on what I'm talking about now in terms of what the Yankees are doing, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This isn't about, oh, the Yankees are great and your team sucks. This is not what this is about. What this is about is that we're witnessing history unfold. And I'm serious. You are legitimately witnessing history, something that hasn't happened in more than 70 years. Some would say, well, what about the 2001 Seattle Mariners? Right. They had the best regular season of all time. As far as what will happen in October, that's still a ways away. We're not even at the halfway mark of the season yet. I'm not crowning the New York Yankees as world champions. But what I am doing is talking about the history that we're witnessing in 2022 with the New York Yankees. Because so far, the Yankees have passed every single test this season. You have had many people that have said, well, the Yankees haven't played anybody real. Wait until they go through this 13-game stretch where they're playing Tampa Bay twice, Houston in a four-game series, Toronto, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? During this 13-game stretch so far, you want to know what their record is? Their record is their record is 5-1. And it's just mind-blowing when you begin to think about how much criticism Brian Cashman was under and how he was slammed by the New York media during the offseason. It's astounding when you begin to think that despite not going after the big fish in free agency, that this New York Yankee team that shares the same division as the Boston Red Sox, that they are dominating in a manner in which that we have not seen in this sport in a little more than 70 years. And I mentioned, what's their record during this stretch where they played a three-game series at Yankee Stadium last week against the Rays, a three-game series against the Blue Jays. They're playing a three-game series this week right now against the Tampa Bay Rays, and they got a four-game series against the Houston Astros beginning Thursday. Their record so far, they're 6-1. They're 6-1. And at the end of this stretch, let's just say, best case scenario, they go 10-3. Best case scenario, right? For those of you that are out there and that are still detracting from what the 2022 Yankees have been able to accomplish so far, what else do they have to prove in terms of showing you what they're doing is not only downright scary, but it's historic? Let's take a look at the deeper numbers behind this stretch, in which that right now it is really truly beginning to defy belief if it hasn't already. Who has the best run differential in Major League Baseball? The Yankees, plus 145. That is just absolutely just outrageous in every sense. Only the Dodgers and the Braves are even remotely close to them in run differential. The Dodgers are a plus 114 and the Braves at 100. And here's the other part of it. Right now, this Yankee team, they are on pace to have four guys hit at least 30 home runs. That's Aaron Judge, Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, and Gleyber Torres. And here's the crazy part. Not even the 1998 New York Yankees, that same team that is considered to be the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, not even they accomplished what the 2022 Yankees are accomplishing in terms of power. Guys that are in the lineup hitting for power, hitting for home runs, which is insane. Well, someone would ask, well, what about the pitching? The Yankee pitching isn't that good. Well, oh yeah, it is. It's the best pitching staff in Major League Baseball with a 2.78 earned run average. They've given up the fewest walks, and they have allowed the second fewest home runs in Major League Baseball this season. And oh, by the way, no big deal. They're third in fielding percentage as a team. So I think it's fair to say that what Brian Cashman prioritized was improving the pitching staff. One, he did that in hiring Matt Blake. And two, they went out and they acquired Jose Trevino and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, which has helped improve their infield defense dramatically. And then, oh, by the way, don't forget about Gleyber Torres shifting back to his natural position at second base. Don't forget about that now. And he has looked as bit as good at second base as he did back in 2019. And that's a great sign for this New York Yankee team. Right now, they are on pace for 121 wins. 121. The Seattle Mariners have the Major League record at 116. But let's just say if the Yankees get there with 121 wins, and if they go on to win the World Series in October, there is no question that the 2022 New York Yankees, if they go on to win the World Series and they win 120 games, or at least close to that number, will go down as the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, which is absolutely mind-boggling because I grew up watching the 98 Yankees. They still are the modern-day ranking, top ranking in terms of Major League Baseball all-time great World Series winning teams. The 98 Yankees are on top of that list. And not far behind them are the great big red machine teams of the 1970s for the Cincinnati Reds, 75 and 76. They're there. But what the Yankees are doing right now, in a 67 games in, it's no longer early. This is no longer a fluke. It's something that an entire generation has never seen happen before. And frankly, if you're 23 years old or younger and you're a baseball fan, you have never seen anything like this in your lifetime. Never. And I'm 30 years old. I saw the 98 Yankees. But even what this Yankee team is doing right now in a historical context of Major League Baseball, it is special. It is completely jaw-dropping. And even if you're a Red Sox fan and you want to try to punch holes as to what the Yankees are doing, your only argument left should be is wait till October. That's very fair. Because the Yankees have been a perpetual disappointment in October since 2018. That's a fact, not an opinion. But that's your only argument left. But right now, there's nothing left in terms of an argument to be had, in terms of how incredible this team is and what they've done so far. And I've given you the numbers. I've given you the proof. There's nothing else to be said in terms of what this Yankee team have been able to do historically, which is, again, absolutely shocking and stunning. Not even the New York Mets, who have the second best record in baseball, or even in the same stratosphere of what the Yankees are doing historically. Now, every year, baseball has that hot team that gets hot late in the season and go on to win the World Series. Last year, it was the Atlanta Braves. They didn't have a winning record until August 6th of last year, and they went on to win the World Series. But what you're seeing right now with this Yankee team is something that is going to be completely sustainable come October. And the amazing part about all of this is that out of the 7 times the Yankees have led the major leagues in 3 categories, run differential, record, and home runs, 6 of those times they've won the World Series. And the only time that they didn't win it was 1921. And Lou Gehrig hadn't even made his major league debut in replacing Wally Pipp at first base. That's how far away back you got to go. Incredible, isn't it? So what we're seeing right now is history. History unfolding right in front of our very own eyes. And all you can do is appreciate it. Appreciate what's happening. Worry about October when it gets here. But what we're seeing right now in Major League Baseball is something that we have not seen in more than 70 years. And that is special. We're going to take a music break. And coming up next, I want to give you my overall thoughts on the Boston Celtics. As the season ended in a Game 6 loss at the NBA Finals, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the season that was and where the Celtics go from here. That and much more coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, dust-free from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Ah!
We have breaking news just into the WMFL studios. Rob Gronkowski, all-pro tight end of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has just officially announced his retirement from the NFL. Rob Gronkowski of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has officially announced his retirement via social media. That's just coming in moments ago. This is according to Yahoo Sports and ESPN, as this is just in now, as he announced his retirement from the NFL. And we will have more on this story coming up on the other side of this break.
Train on us feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. When she slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We have breaking news into the WMFO studios. If you're just joining the program, Rob Gronkowski has officially announced his retirement from the NFL for the second time. And this time, after two seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this is what he had posted on social media. So I want to read you the entire post of what he said. He said, quote, "In college, I was asked to write about a dream job opportunity that I wanted to pursue and where the location would be. Every time I had to write about my future, no matter what, I picked being a professional football player. For that assignment, though, we had to pick the location. So I wrote that I wanted to play for play in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For many reasons, the sunny weather being number one, I completely forgot about writing this report until 2 years ago when I had the opportunity to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And let me tell you, the journey in Tampa over the last 2 years has blown away what I originally wrote about in college, big time. And for this, I want to thank the entire first class Buccaneers organization for an amazing ride, trusting me to come back and to play and help build a championship team. I will now be going back into my retirement home, walking away from football again with my head held high, knowing I gave everything I had, good or bad, every time I stepped out on the field. The friendships and relationships I have made will last forever, and I appreciate every single one of my teammates and coaches for giving everything they had as well. From retirement back to football and winning another championship, and now back to chilling out, thank you to all. Buccaneers fans, the crew, without you guys, none of this is possible. All of you brought it every game. Thank you for all you do. Cheers to what's next. Maybe sailing the seas. Arr. That was from Rob Gronkowski just a few moments ago as the breaking news broke just via multiple media outlets that Rob Gronkowski has officially retired again, this time for good, from the NFL after two seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, as we switch back to what I originally wanted to talk about in terms of the overall thoughts of the Boston Celtics as they lost Game 6 of the NBA Finals last week Thursday to put a capper on the 2021-2022 NBA season. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors on a hard-earned and well-fought victory for the NBA title. I think that the NBA definitely benefited from a tremendous NBA Finals appearance between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. There's no doubt in my mind about that. What I also believe is when you talk about the Boston Celtics in terms of what they accomplished, this has been a wildly successful season. It would have been special if they had won the NBA title? Sure, absolutely. But in terms of what the Celtics were able to accomplish, another year of growth between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, another year and another momentous occasion which that Marcus Smart was able to develop into the point guard that the Celtics needed to have in order to get to where they wanted to go. And with all of that being said, I think it was absolutely tremendous to really, and I do mean really, witness how this team grew despite getting off to an 18-21 start, despite starting so poorly that many people, including myself, wondered, was it time to split up the Jays, that is Tatum and Brown? Thankfully, they never did. Was it time to really consider firing Ime Udoka after one season? Thankfully, that never happened. But there were people out there who were calling for Ime Udoka's job. But the truth is, when you begin to think about what the Boston Celtics were able to accomplish, I can't help but to think that this Celtics team is definitely going to be around for a very long time. In terms of the young core, and when I say young core, I'm talking about guys like Robert Williams, hopefully that his health will continue to hold up, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, who knows what happens with Marcus Smart. There are some people that will say, well, I'm willing to trade Marcus Smart for, let's say, a Kevin Durant or even, heck, a Bradley Beal. But who knows? We'll see what happens. But they could really use a Bradley Beal on this team. Someone who is a veteran. Someone who could add scoring on the wing. Someone who could add depth to this team. And I strongly believe that if you are the Boston Celtics, you really look heavily into Bradley Beal this summer. What happens from there? What will it take? If Marcus Smart were to be included in a package for Bradley Beal, would you include him in that package? Yes. Because you need an upgrade. You're not looking to tear down the roster. That's not what you're looking to do. But if you are the Boston Celtics, you have to, and I do mean, you absolutely have to make moves. Because if you're not getting better, you're only getting worse. And the Boston Celtics can ill afford to get worse this offseason. Because I'm willing to bet that Philadelphia, the 76ers, they're going to get better. The Miami Heat, they're going to look to get better after falling one win short of getting to the NBA Finals. And the Milwaukee Bucks, a year after winning it all, falling short in seven to the eventual Eastern Conference champions, Boston Celtics, they're going to look to get better. So you look around the Eastern Conference, and even the Brooklyn Nets, don't sleep on them, but a lot will depend upon what management of the Brooklyn Nets decide to do in terms of, do they keep Kyrie and KD together, or do they split up the band? That's going to be something to keep an eye out for. But either way, the Boston Celtics have a decision to make. They have decisions that they're going to have to make in terms of how do they tweak this roster. They're not going to tear it up apart. That makes no sense. There is a future for Tatum and Brown together here in Boston. They are part of the solution. We witnessed that over the course of the last 4.5-5 months. So let's put to bed the whole notion of trade Tatum for a smarter basketball player and just tune out the morons who feel that they have to completely rip apart this roster and put together it anew again. That's not necessary. And with all of that being said, we're going to take a quick timeout. Coming up next, final thoughts with yours truly, Shukri Writes. Right after this quick timeout, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was erect me. Yeah, erect me. I put you high up in the sky, and now you're not coming down. It slowly turned you. Let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love.
I should have let you in. I never meant to start a war. I just wanted you to let me in. I guess I should have let you in. But don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. Came in like a wrecking ball. Yeah, I've been hit so hard in love. I thought it was to break you up. I ever did was you wreck me. I came in like a wrecking ball. Yeah, I just closed my eyes and swung. Let me crash.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss-Free from Radio Streaming Nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. I just wanted to give you my quick final thoughts before I wrap up the program at 3 o'clock here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Now, baseball is a summer sport. It's time to get to the ballpark, enjoy ourselves, enjoy, you know, what is still a pretty good amount of baseball left in the regular season. And I'm ready. I'm now ready to give all of my attention to baseball. You know, training camp starts towards the end of July. I can't wait for that as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll be the first to tell you, listen, if there was ever a time that I really am so happy that we have baseball back, considering the work stoppage that led to the delayed start of the 2022 regular season, I'm happy. I'm happy that it's back. I'm happy that it's here. And if the lockout had extended itself into the regular season and, worst case scenario, cancel out the regular season, I don't think anybody would be happy about that. It would have done permanent damage to the sport. But thankfully, it never got to that point. So we're able to enjoy the storylines that is Nestor Cortez and the New York Yankees or like the Boston Red Sox as they try to make the postseason after getting off to such a dreadful start and much, much more. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. I am doing another ghost show, quote unquote, I am not announcing it on social media at all. But I will be doing a show just to work on my craft and just to get better at what I do best. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day. Peace.